Now, someone shared this with me.
Привет всем! Сегодня я выступаю в роли Дед Мороза. Буду раздавать подарки.
Ooh. What the hell is this? A'udhu billah!
This video.
Сегодня я выступаю в роли Дед Мороза. Буду раздавать подарки.
A'udhu billah!
Here with our brother Hamzat.
Tomike tomte! Tomte di tomte! Shoka tomte! Tomte di bravet banta po nesta match tomte!
As they would say, Pell's nickel in German, it means a furry devil. When they depicted him, they depicted him as a man with red fur. He had red fur coat.
It's been going around as is that time of the year. And I was thinking about this. And I was thinking about Habib.
MashaAllah, Habib.
And I was thinking about Habib and Hamza as they're in this area as public figures who, like it or not, have a huge responsibility. And what we love about Habib is
Habib the Eagle Nurmagomedov.
Alhamdulillah, I want to say something. I want to stay humble, but Alhamdulillah, everything God gave me.
How he always attributes his success and praise to the one up above, God Almighty, the creator of Allah, and he keeps it humble.
UFC lightweight champion of the world, Khabib the Eagle Nurmagomedov.
He talks about the one God.
First of all, I want to say Alhamdulillah. Without God, we cannot do nothing. Everything is nothing. You know, number one, believe on your one God.
And he shares his basic knowledge. No one is expecting him or you to be a scholar to convey the simple basics of the deen. As the Prophet ﷺ had said, Prophet Muhammad, last final messenger sent to mankind, convey for me, even if it be one ayah. Kul hu Allahu ahad. Can you do that?
Alhamdulillah. Everything God gave me.
Now back to the issue. We pray the best for our brother Hamzat as we try to reach out to him and his management, didn't hear back. So I want to talk about this, especially during these times, about being very, very careful to what we call the desensitization or being desensitized to the point where everything to you becomes, oh, what's the big deal? We're just having fun.
Дед Мороза, буду раздавать подарки.
What the hell is this? A'udhu billah.
Let me give you an extreme example, or not so extreme, because it's becoming more normal and normal as the day goes by. If we were to ask our brother Hamzat or somebody else, you know, because this movement is growing and growing, and we asked him in the essence of, hey, having fun, hey, would you wear this rainbow colored outfit again for fun, for good times, for laughs? Let's switch it. Would Habib do it? I don't think so. Would Hamza do it? If he knows the roots and what it stands for and what it promotes, probably emphatically he would not. That's just one example. Just like he's against drugs and other things that his deen, his way of life, Islam prohibits, that's why he refused to go on the Mike Tyson podcast.
Слушай, я даже знаю, что ты не пошел к Майк Тайсону, когда он тебе...
Ну, мне Али сказал, твой Майк Тайсон хочет там тоже что-то было. Ну, не пошел. Не было такого желания большого. Как боец, спортсмен, но очень мне нравится то, что много чего с ним случилось, а это тоже не нравится. Не знаю, то, не, то насилие, то таблетки, то марихуана, то мусульман, то не мусульман, непонятно. Но все равно я...
Now back to our brother Habib. Do you think Habib would compromise in this area? Think about it. This area to promote or imitate a pagan festival. Let me know in the comments below. But honestly, I don't think Hamzat would either, if he had this knowledge beforehand, and if he had someone who had his best interest in mind, not just for the dunya, but also for the akhirah, for the hereafter. So inshallah, after he watches this, and our brothers and sisters in Russia and Dagestan, and some, we have some very passionate brothers all over the area of the world, especially in Chechnya, you know, brothers and sisters who love the deen, who are passionate about the deen, about sharing the deen. You know, if once they go ahead and get a hold of this and they share it with him, because these are people who are upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and they would not also approve of this celebrating or being a part of or imitating any type of pagan festivals, because these are people who also were on the pure monotheism, the Tawheed, and they love their deen. So inshallah, God willing, after Hamzat and others who've been thrown into this public arena and they have the public eye and they have a huge responsibility, they don't want to end up trying to ingratiate themselves with fans trying to win fans over at the expense of doing things that are displeasing to God Almighty Allah. And inshallah, after he grows, we grow, all of us, because we're all works in progress, grows to become better, as we all should. That's including myself, because I'm not better than any one of you guys. I'm just trying to do my small part. So just a few things I want to share and remind the people with. That's number one, that these things, they go against these festivals, pagan festivals, they go against the essence of Tawheed, that pure monotheism that every messenger that God Almighty Allah sent, brought and taught. It goes against this. Just look at the Quran, for example, chapter 112 of the Quran, Surah Ikhlas.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُؤًا أَحَدٌ
So it's a major crime in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty the Creator. It's a major crime to imitate, to congratulate Mary Shirk, to participate. And remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember this, you can repeat it in Dagestani and Russian and Chechen, whatever the case, in your language, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, look, he said, this is a very important hadith, whoever imitates a people is one of them. This is in Abu Dawood. So there's also the hadith of the lizard hole.
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the future, Muslims will follow the step of the Jewish and Christians. Even if they enter the lizard hole, the Muslims will follow it. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already warned us that we would not follow the Jewish or Christians' customs. So celebrate Christmas is not good for Muslims. The hole of Rijert is too small.
But if they went into a lizard hole, you're going to go follow them into a lizard hole. You don't want to end up being a sycophant. You don't want to just, again, trying to ingratiate, trying to please the people, and then at the expense of displeasing Allah. You know the hadith where the Prophet said, look, if whoever works to please the people at the expense of displeasing Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end up having the people displeased with them, and Allah will be displeased with them at the end. But whoever works to please Allah at the expense of displeasing the people, at the end of the day, Allah will be pleased with him, and he'll make the people at the end be pleased with them. Just take Habib, for example, who didn't bend on these principles, and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who attributes all success to God Almighty Allah, and look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now, in this time of the year, you have a perfect example, or other times, like for instance, Hamzat or anybody else, if your peers or someone asks you about Ramadan.
Is Ramadan finished
yet? Yeah, Ramadan finished. We started saying better now.
What are you pulling my hands up for? Look, I'm stabbing me.
When come Ramadan, this is everything for me. I don't think about fight because I believe in one God. This is my religion. Religion for me number one. Sport is not for me number one.
Did you fast for 30 days? Was it hard? Was it tough fasting for 30 days?
Yeah.
Take that time, like during Ramadan or this time of the year, to go ahead and remind them that we believe in Jesus. We love Jesus. You can't be a Muslim unless you believe in Jesus, the Messiah, born of a virgin, miraculously, did many miracles by the permission of God Almighty Allah. We love him as a mighty messenger who never ever claimed to be a God, a literal son of God, was never part of a trinity, but he prayed to God, he ate food, he slept, he worshiped the one God, and he called people to worship God Almighty Allah, never himself and his companions. They never took him as divine, as a partner next to God, and never did he or his companions or the early church or the early Christians celebrate these type of pagan festivals. In actuality, the Christian church banned, this is the Church of England, they prohibited this festival all the way up until 1647, because they knew this had historical roots connected to paganism, specifically this Saturnalia, you know, this celebrating the pagan gods. And then when you get into St. Nicholas, when you go deeper and you look into the history of the man in the, what's commonly known today as...
They have Santa Claus parades and St. Nicholas is outside and he's in the streets and everybody's talking about St. Nicholas, and the poor children are taught that St. Nicholas is going to come down your chimney. Most people don't have chimneys in Miami anyway. But a 350-pound man is going to come down your chimney, and the father, the poor father, who sweat and toiled all year to get you the presents, gets no credit for the present given to the child. Saint Nicholas comes down the chimney, gives you this present, flies off into the night. And many of us were raised thinking, believing in this. Some of us would sneak into the night and look and see our father putting the present under the tree. We knew what he was doing anyway. But you went along with it, and the people say, well, you know, it's Christmas. Don't you like to have fun? You want to stop the children from having fun? What kind of people are you? But what are you teaching the children? You are using the name of Jesus, using the name of Isa alayhi salam, and you are using a figure who historically is the devil. The devil himself, wal'iyadu billah.
They ended up hijacking the name of Jesus to push this pagan-rooted festival, which again, many Christians do not celebrate.
Friends who do not celebrate Christmas because they say December 25th is really a pagan holiday. While I agree that Jesus may not have been born on December 25th, he certainly was born as described in the Bible. How do I respond to them?
Well, in a sense, tell them they're right.
That has nothing to do with the real Jesus. And this figure, St. Nicholas, who's the modern-day Santa Claus, who is historically rooted as the devil.
The devil himself, wal'iyadu billah. They are using his figure, and he has now taken over the Christmas season. Christmas now to most people means materialism. You have to buy presents for your cousins and your friends, and you got to buy about 34 presents. And you find that most American people are in debt for 6 months after Christmas. Now, where is Jesus? You get drunk, you fight, you lose all your money, the stores raise their prices.
Let's also look at what some of our brothers in humanity are saying, the Christians. I quit Christmas this year. It has been the best thing that I've ever done, and my soul feels so much better. Another Christian comments, growing up in a strict Christian family, I never celebrated Christmas my whole life. We were always made fun of by other Christian denominations, but we never stopped. It is clearly said in the Bible not to idol worship God. These festivals are created by the namesake Christians who just want to design and celebration as per their own wishes. Amy Lynn says, I'm a Christian and I stopped celebrating Christmas around 10 years ago. The whole Santa thing and the lies turned me off. Never realized there are others like me. I actually don't celebrate any holidays. Here's John Paul Thomas. He's another Christian who talks about, I quit celebrating Christmas for the first time this year. I'm 33 years old. I try to explain to my family and friends that Christmas is not Christian, but they all look at me like I'm nuts. However, it's good to know that there are still some true Christians out there who take biblical scriptures seriously. So this Christian here is talking about, you know, the ones who really look into the Bible, who take the scripture of theirs seriously. They'll see this whole thing with the trees and all these other festivals that are, these practices are incorporated with today's Christmas. These all have roots back in paganism, and that's why it was outlawed by the church, by the Christian authority, all the way up until 1647. So again, you have a lot of Christians who went into and did some basic research, and they came to the same conclusion.
I wanted to find out the truth about Christmas. So I started doing my own research, and I was shocked at what I found out. After doing just a little bit of research, like looking in an encyclopedia, I quickly found out that nearly everything about Christmas comes from pagan traditions. The tree, the holly, mistletoe, tinsel, lights, gifts, caroling, and Santa Claus, and many other popular Christmas traditions all find their roots in paganism. I was so disgusted at the pagan origins of some of our traditions that I began to weep and repent for my involvement in those things. I felt so deceived, and what made it worse is that the lies came from people I trusted, like my family, friends, and pastor.
So the question is, why would any Muslim want to, because a Muslim is one who submits his will to the creator of heavens and earth, and he's on Tawheed, he's on that pure monotheism, why would he want to dress up like this? Why would a Muslim want to dress up and imitate when the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who imitates the people, will be one of them. You'll be with those who you love. So it's very important. It goes back to some basics. It goes back to knowledge. We have to be well-grounded in the deen. So if you're someone who's a martial artist, a fighter, you're well-grounded in takedowns, a double leg, single leg. You have to know certain principles of the martial art. You have to know how to throw a jab, a cross, if you're going to be a mixed martial arts. If you don't know these things, then what? I mean, and you get knocked out. Whose fault was it? You didn't prepare. You didn't get knowledge. What about your deen? Tomorrow, it's not enough to remain ignorant and then go out in a public space And then what? Youngsters, oldsters, people see you. And unfortunately, people are looking to people such as yourself and others who are up there because they're seeing them pray. They're seeing them raise their hands in dua. And next thing you know, they end up doing certain things. And the credulous, naive folk, the young ones, they end up, what? Because we're creatures of imitation. They want to follow somebody. So now why not have them follow you in the good rather than slipping up, making these blunders? And inshallah, you never do that again. So my brothers and sisters, it's extremely important that we set good examples, good trends. We want to be grounded in our deen. So when I ask you, Habib,
alhamdulillah, I want to say something. I want to stay humble. But alhamdulillah, everything God give me.
And new undisputed UFC lightweight champion of the world, Khabib the Eagle Nurmagomedov.
First of all, I want to say alhamdulillah. Without God, we cannot do nothing. Everything is nothing. You know, number one, believe on your one God.
Versus Hamzat.
We'll kill everybody. I'll stay here. It's my home. Allahu Akbar. Woo! Everybody. I come here for everybody. Kill everybody. I'm the champ. I'm the king.
Hamza has some great qualities. Inshallah, he can learn a lot from Khabib, who's also been through this arena. He's been on the spotlight, on the big platform. And we're not talking about an endorsing the whole fight game and whatnot. These are people who already been committed here. You know, you're going to have a hard time talking them out of it and getting out of this. But at the end of the day, now they've been put in a position. They have a big influence, a big reach, and a big responsibility. And it's not enough. Like when the billionaire was asked by the Sheikh, he said, what are you doing for the deen, for Islam? What are you doing? He says, what are you doing for Allah? He says, well, I go to Hajj every year. You know, I go to Umrah. I said, hold on. He said, that's for you. The prayer is for you. The Hajj is for you. What are you doing for the deen? That's the ultimate question. I mean, if you look at the Quran and the Sunnah, look, the Prophet said, if you love me, if you love my Sunnah, you love me. And those who love me will be with me in Jannah. What's his Sunnah? What's his way? That's the thing. What's his way? If you open up chapter 12 of the Quran, God Almighty Allah is saying, look, that the Prophet he's saying, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say, this is my way. I invite to Allah. Look at this. I invite to God, to Allah, to the Creator on clear evidence. Look, that's his way. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati. In chapter 16 of the Quran, God Almighty Allah is saying, look, invite all to the way of Allah with wisdom and beautiful preaching. It's our way. The way of the Prophet, the way of Jesus, Moses, Abraham, they had the best jobs. They were conveying the message. They were conveying the message. They were conveying the purpose of life to the people. So when you have this big platform, it's not enough to be like, look, I go to Hajj, I pray. Look, what are you doing now for Allah? What are you doing for this deen? You've been given this star-studded platform. You've been given this opportunity with all the lights on you. Just by the few words that Khabib was, I'm a witness to that. I've interviewed someone from the Mexican cartel. He's watching Khabib and he's saying one God, and he's saying he's being humble. He's not, you know, blasting his chest, pointing up above. Look, these things have an impact on people. The same way we get out there and what we say, how we act. If we're acting in a proper way with good akhlaq, good manners, good character, that again, that's going to have an impact. But at the same time, who's your sponsor? You know, it's interesting. A lot of the people will get out there, they'll throw the Nike on and the other sponsorships out there, and they don't go ahead and check in, oh, Nike, and then you do some research and you see all the Uyghur forced labor that's going on in there, the slave labor, but you'll wear the Nike for the money. For the money, that's your sponsor, right? So you, for a few t-shirts, right? You sell yourself, you go ahead and promote it. What about the deen? Allah is the ultimate sponsor. He's the one who gave you your health, your eyes, your ears, everything. You wouldn't be able to fight in a, you wouldn't be able to be where you're at without the blessings of Allah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about through the Prophet ﷺ said, look, when the one who mentions Allah in a gathering, Allah mentions him in a better gathering. So when you're out there, let your behavior be the best. Be grounded in the deen. Take some time instead of the music box in the car, when you're working out, put the headphones on. If everybody else is listening to it, you don't have to put a good lecture on. There's so many videos out there that you can be watching that are educational. Get yourself well-grounded in deen. Wallahi, not a second goes by that you have the intention to get closer, to know your deen more, because through knowing your deen, you're going to know your creator. And the more you know him, the more you're going to love him. And then you're going to want to do what he wants you to do. And then you're going to be so excited about your deen. No one's going to have to tell you, you have to share it. It's incumbent on you to share it. You're going to want to share it because you share those things that you love and you want the best for humanity. That's why you're going to share the deen with humanity. But if you don't, if you're not grounding your deen, you're just going through the rituals, emotions. It's like, hey, there's no fuel in the car. It's just rituals. These are just movements. And again, brother, this is with love, with passion for the deen, with love for our brothers and sisters, for Habib, Hamzat, all these brothers. You know, I'm no better than them. And I just want the best for them. I want the best for all of mankind. So inshallah, this helps, you know, from the layman to them, that inshallah, we can make better decisions. We can take some advice first for myself, that we're always looking to improve ourselves, to grow, to become better examples, so we can go ahead and live this deen better and we can communicate the message better. And inshallah, we can leave a legacy, a true legacy behind. Because at the end of the day, all those UFC belts and titles and championships, none of that stuff at the end it's worthless, it's garbage. You know, but if we're able to inspire people, if we're able to make some positive changes in this world, we're able to enhance our lives and other people's lives, and we're able to deliver this message and people are able to benefit from them and they're able to extract all the solutions that it has for mankind in it, then inshallah, we had done our small part. And another surprise, you guys can go ahead and get the free copy of the Quran. Call us 1-800-662-ISLAM, 1-800-662-4752. If you want to know what inspires Habib, what inspires other Muslims to be people who are on the pure monotheism, people who are trying to be good neighbors, who are trying to be good human beings, who are trying to live a morally upright life, get with us so we can get you a copy of it. If you want to know the purpose of life, you want to call us, 1-800-662-4752. Call us and we'll see you next time. Again, like the video, support us on our Patreon page. Continue to tune in every week to the Deen Show. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.